We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the seventh chapter, the ninth halacha. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing how we approach Lashon Hara when we hear it as Mesiach Lefi Tumo. The person telling it over is not intending that we should hear Lashon Hara. He's just talking. He doesn't realize that we will hear it as Lashon Hara. So, what could be an example of that? You're sitting in the back seat of a car, you're getting a ride, and the couple are talking between them, and they're talking about their kids. I had this once, I had a ride, and the couple were talking, and then the wife tells the husband, you know, this daughter of ours is so disrespectful lately, what are we going to do about her? Just because she's 19, she thinks she could tell me what to do, and back and forth, and they're discussing what to do with the daughter. Now, I was already married, but I said to myself, you know, it would be interesting. Am I supposed to believe this now? Let's say they would offer me, let's say, 2 months down the road, someone offers me to date this girl, right? Now, I heard her parents talking. They weren't telling me Lashon Hara. They were having a conversation between the two of them, had the older daughter's chutzpah. Am I supposed to believe that? Am I supposed to believe that she's such a disrespectful girl? They weren't telling me Lashon Hara. They shouldn't have spoken about the girl in front of me. But at the end of the day, that's Mesiach Lefi Tumo. They're speaking plainly. They have no intentions of ruining her reputation. They're speaking innocently between the two of them. Perhaps they thought, I have no clue who their daughter is. They're right. I have no clue who their daughter is. It's true. that's true. But imagine someone would have tried to set a person up. I mean, I was married when I had the ride. But imagine that you're sitting in a ride and 2 months later, they try to set you up with that. Are you supposed to believe it or not? So that's our topic here. Where someone was not intending to tell you Lashon Hara. They were just talking. So if the person who tells you the Lashon Hara is not intending to tell you Lashon Hara. On the contrary, their intention is just to tell you something that to their mind is innocent. With regards to this, they're not coming to give you a Lashon Hara. So it can be that your roommate comes and tells you, like the story I told you guys where one guy went out with a girl and it seemed really good, and after 5 dates he decided she was dumb. And so he decided he's not going to marry her even though she's a great girl. And he kept discussing with his roommate, should I or shouldn't I, because she's not smart. And then he decided he was breaking up with her, and everyone thought she was a good shidduch for the roommate. But the roommate said, well, I'm going to date a girl that's dumb. I'm going to date a girl that's not smart. If my roommate said she wasn't smart enough for him, so I'm going second fiddle. It's been over a decade. And the poor guy is still single, and he won't date this girl. He won't date the girl, because in his mind, he heard Mesiach Lefi Tumo. His roommate wasn't coming to hurt her reputation. Made a mistake. So then the halacha goes as follows. Dina hachi. So when we hear Lashon Hara and the person telling us is not intending to say Lashon Hara, the halacha is like this. If he's telling us something which really you could judge him favorably, even if it's true, you could think about it and say, well, maybe there's a positive side to all of this. Or maybe there's nothing that's derogatory. He's just saying, like in this case, she's not so smart. It's not really, he's not saying she's not kind. He's saying a question of what skills different people have. I once dated a girl I agreed to date. She didn't agree to date me. But a girl who had dropped out of high school. So they asked me, are you willing to date her? I said, what kind of person is she? That interests me much more than how she did scholastically. She knows more, she knows less. That's not the key thing in being a mother. You know, to be a wife and a mother, you need to have the skills you need to be a wife and a mother. And I agreed to date her. You know, it was an interesting girl. She was Yemenite, and half her siblings didn't keep Shabbos. But the information I got about her was so positive. At the time, I thought it made sense. She didn't think I made sense. Okay, she said no. That's fine. But I agreed. So that's what Chafetz Chaim is saying. Sometimes they tell you that a person isn't skilled scholastically or they're not skilled in a certain area. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. Sometimes saying that a person is missing a certain skill is not Lashon Hara. We discussed in the seventh paragraph that there are many things which are not necessarily so terrible. So In any one of these cases, let's say the person tells you, I didn't see it myself, I heard it. So, in any one of these scenarios, if you could say there's a positive angle to this that he didn't represent, or he's just telling me an aspect of the personality that they don't have a certain skill, or he didn't see it directly, he heard other people say it about them, so then you can't decide in your heart, you can't decide that this person has a problem. So step one, if I have one of these details, I can't take it as a fact. I heard the story and he said it innocently, I still can't take it as a fact. Let's say they tell me, so-and-so, 2 weeks ago he was eating a cheeseburger. Yeah, but maybe now he did tshuva, right? Now, mamash now, 7-8 years ago, more, maybe 9 years ago, it was either today or a week ago, 9 years ago, this month, I got a knock on the door, and a man standing outside our front door who I've never seen before. And it was a week or two before Rosh Hashanah. And the guy is standing there, and he's standing without a yarmulke, and he says, "Hi, I'm a new student at Machon Meir." He says, "Okay, welcome to Israel." And we welcome him to the house. He says, "You know, I just came from the airport. And I'll skip the whole story. I mean, he asked me what he should do if he just ate a cheeseburger." So I said, "What's the question?" So he said, "I was at the airport to fly to Israel, and I forgot that you're not supposed to eat cheeseburgers. So I went into a restaurant and I bought a cheeseburger and I ate it. And as I landed at the airport here in Israel, I suddenly said to myself, oh my gosh, how did I do that?" And then he says, "I didn't know what to do, so I came to Machon Meir." He said, I know I was coming to Machon Meir. When I landed at Machon Meir, I asked them what I should do. They said, I should come to you. And I was on my way to your house, and my yarmulke flew down the hill." He says, "I was walking to your house, and my yarmulke flew off my head, and there was this steep hill next to our house." He says, "I couldn't climb down and get it." So the beginning of the opening line of the conversation, here's a man I never met before, and he says, "What should I do if I ate a cheeseburger?" And I don't know what to say. You know, I never met the person. Like, I don't know if he's Jewish or not or what, you know. And then when I hear the full story, so I just felt very bad for him, the poor guy. You know, he was used to life one way. He had decided he wants life another way. He was at the airport. He forgot. He did what he was used to doing. He ate a cheeseburger. And it didn't even dawn on him till, like, hours later, he's on the plane and he's like, "What did I just do?" Okay, so now, imagine, let's take this story. And he's coming to me like 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, this time of year. And he's saying, "Rosh Hashanah's coming. What am I supposed to do? I decided months ago I'm going to eat kosher. And now look what happened. Like, what do I do?" I told him, "Forget about it. Move forward. Onward. In life, we have to look forward. We make mistakes. Part of growth is we have slips. And then if we let them hold us down, then we'll never grow." I said, "Forget about it. Move forward in your tshuva. Get used to eating kosher. Ask yourself, how do I make sure? How do I make it a habit to always check that the place is kosher before I start eating? That you have to look forward and see, how do I make it better? Don't look back." Now, it could be in 10 years, in 20 years, he'll look back and he'll work on, he'll say, "You know, I should have been more careful back then." Maybe, and maybe not. So at any rate, coming back to here, let's take the same story and shift it. Someone knocks on my door and says, "You have a new student coming to you today. And I saw him a few hours ago eating a cheeseburger. You should just know he's a fake." Pause. Wait a second. Is he a fake? Do I know? That's the first case the Chafetz Chaim just spoke about. Sometimes you hear a story, and maybe there's a positive side to the story. Maybe the guy forgot himself. He's sitting waiting. They delay his flight. He's all nervous. He's all uptight. He's hungry. He's not even thinking about what he's eating. He forgot. Is there a way to take the same story and judge it favorably? So then why should I accept Lashon Hara? Even though the person who's telling me might be Mesiach Lefi Tumo, he's just shooting the breeze. He's saying, "You know, the funniest thing happened the other day. I was on my way flying in from whatever country it was, and there's this Jew standing next to me. and he's wearing a yarmulke, and he goes into McDonald's, and with his yarmulke, he's eating a cheeseburger, and then he boards the flight, and he sits next to me and talks Divrei Torah, and then he tells me he's coming to your class in Machon Meir. Isn't that amazing? And then the guy leaves, and an hour later, I come to class, and I meet this fine fellow, and what am I supposed to think? I just heard that a few hours ago he ate a cheeseburger at the airport. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you're supposed to think maybe there's something positive. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not going to eat a cheeseburger if he gives it to me and he says, don't worry, the meat is parv. I'm not, that's where you have to be smart. You don't have to be stupid. You know, the guy comes and gives you food and you don't know where he's holding, so don't go eating the food he offers you if you just heard he might be a person who eats non-kosher, so then I can't eat the food he offers me till I know that he's keeping kosher, right? But I shouldn't look down at him. The first point is, says the Chafetz Chaim, you heard it. Hey, maybe you could judge him favorably. Second point, did he see it himself or did he just hear it from others? And say, even v'afidu imin bo achad meru apatim, and even if he saw it himself, and there's no way to judge it differently. Nonetheless, says the Chafetz Chaim, you have to take the balanced approach we've been talking about. On the one hand, take the necessary precaution. On the other hand, don't decide that that's it. This guy, now I really know the truth. No, you don't. And certainly you shouldn't go telling everyone else the story. You have no right to tell the story to others. You're not allowed to talk to him shamefully because of this. And certainly that you can't cause him a monetary loss or hit him over this because you have no idea if it really happened. Someone came and told you a story who said it's true. So the Chafetz Chaim is saying, even if the person says, I saw it myself, and as he was going into McDonald's, I said, that's not kosher. And he says, so? And he went in and ate. So one person told me a story. I don't even know if it's true. So I have to be suspect in as much as I can't trust the guy when he offers me food. I don't know where he's holding him. It might be true. It could be he doesn't care about the laws of kashrut. But I can't assume it's true and then cause him a monetary loss. You know, if he's my worker. Now I can't say I don't want such a worker in my staff because you don't know if it even happened. Just because someone told you the story, you're not allowed to take it as a given that the story is true. So that's what we learned today in the Chafetz Chaim.